Okay, so Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, we are holding six lines into the page on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, Bayi Reish Lakish. So ask the Gemara, Bayi Reish Lakish, Mau Shemiyair Adam Libno Katan. What's the din about doing Yiud for your Katan son, for a son who's under Bar Mitzvah? So the two sides of the question are as follows. The Torah uses the word Bino. So Bino Amarachmana, the Torah says, your son Bino Kaldahu, and that implies Bino Kaldahu. What does Bino Kaldahu mean? Any kind of son, doesn't matter, old, young, or whatever. Odilma, or maybe Bino Dumyodideh, that when you're Miyayder to your son, it has to be similar to yourself. Mahu Gadol, Af Bino Gadol. And therefore, just like you, by definition, the owner of the Yama Ivriya is a Gadol, then your son also must be a Gadol if you're going to be Miyayder. So that's the question. Question mark right there. The Gemara is going to have three rayas. The strange thing about the three rayas is that the first two rayas are rayas from the same exact source, but we originally think it's a raya in one direction, and then we try to show that it's a raya actually in the other direction. Same source that we think is telling us one thing, and then we say, no, it's actually telling us the exact opposite. Then the third raya is just a totally straightforward raya that's very clear. So Amar Rabbi Zera, raya number one. Tashima, you can number them. Tashima, raya number one. Ish Prat L'Katan. The Torah says, when the Torah talks about how a person who sleeps with a married woman is Chayiv Misa, it uses the term Ish. So that tells us, Prat L'Katan, that if a Katan sleeps with a married woman, he's not Chayiv Misa. Why? Why isn't he Chayiv Misa? He slept with a married woman. Why isn't he Chayiv Misa? Because he's not Bar Mitzvah yet. Anyone who's not Bar Mitzvah, he's Michal Shabbos, he's not Chayiv Misa either. If he's over Avodah Zarah, he's also not Chayiv Misa. He's under Bar Mitzvah, right? So if he's under Bar Mitzvah and he sleeps with a married woman, he's not Chayiv Misa. And then the pasuk continues, Asher Yinaf Eseshes Ish, in quotations, Asher Yinaf Eseshes Ish, that sleeps with a married woman, and we darshan, yeah, only if you sleep with Eshes Ish, a woman who's married to an Ish, as opposed to Prat Leishas Katan, as opposed to a woman who's married to a child. If the woman is married to a child, then there's no chiyuv misa of sleeping with her. So says the Gemara, but v'i amrit miyaed im kein matzinu ishus l'katan. But if you hold that you can give your ama ivriya to your 9-year-old son for yiyud, well then why wouldn't someone be chayiv misa for sleeping with his wife? Eishas katan, for sleeping with an eishas katan. If you're able to give your daughter, your ama for yiyud to a katan, then you can have a case where someone sleeps with an Eishes Katan and would be Chayiv Misa. So that whole drasha would be wrong, because there is such a thing as an Eishes Katan. So that's the Raya. So, Amaykom Ayat Lekra, Tifshot Mina Demiyayid. So this should be a Raya that you can give. Wait, did I get it right? No, I'm sorry. Prat Leishes Katan, V'yam Miyayidim Kematzinu Eishes Katan. Exclamation point. That's our raya. You see that you can be that it must be that there's, you cannot give your child to a katan, because otherwise there would be a perfect example of an eishes katan. So now the Gemara says, no, it's a raya in the opposite direction. Why does the Torah have to tell me you're not chayiv misa with sleeping with the wife of a katan, for sleeping with the wife of a katan? Because there must be such a thing as the wife of a katan. If there was no such thing as the wife of a katan, the Torah doesn't have to tell me you're not chayiv misa for it. Obviously, if the Torah is telling me you're not chayiv misa for it, the concept must exist. So says the Gemara, raya number two, but in the opposite direction. Velamai, what do you want to say? Eino miyayid. You want to suggest that you can't give her over to you for your katan? Amai kamimai lekra. Well, then why does the pasuk have to exclude it? Tifshot mina, so in fact it's a raya, that you can give her over to your katan child, to your katan son. So says Ravashi. Ravashi says no. Maybe really you can't. You can't give her over to your katan. And there's still a possibility of how you can have an eishes katan, not from you. How could a katan ever be married? A totally different possibility. Ravashi, you know how a katan can be married? Hacha biyavam ben teisha shana biyomechad abal yivem to askinan. Yibum, your 9-year-old son faces Yibum, so he's able to do Yibum. If he does Yibum, that woman is going to be his wife. The Midaraisa Chazile, Midaraisa, that works as Yibum. Mao, the Temesu, you might have thought, given the Midaraisa Chazile, Ubiyasobia, since on the Daraisa level, the Yibum would work. The Bia would count as a Bia, Haba Aleha, mischayev beishas ish. Therefore, you would have thought that someone who sleeps with her, who's her? The woman who just did yibum with this guy, right? You might have thought, just did yibum with the katan, you might have thought that you sleep with her, you're chayef reishas ish. Kamash Malan, that's what the pasuk is telling me. So it's not taking a stance on yiud whatsoever. It's talking about a yibum case, nothing to do with yiud. So bottom line is, we have no raya one way or the other whether you're allowed to give nami ivriya to a katan. My havila. So the Gemara says, okay. So bottom line, what's the halacha then? Well, how do we resolve this? Tashima raya number three. Amar Rabbi Aibo, Amar Rabbi Yanai, ein yiud el begadol, ein yiud el midas. That yud can only be done by a gadol, and yud can only be done with das. So what do you see very clearly? It's got to be a gadol. Katan can't do it. It says ein yud el begadol. Now wait a second. Gadol and das are the same thing, right? A katan is lav bar das. A gadol is a bar das. Yeah, we had two separate statements, right, Hudi? We had two separate statements. Ein yud el begadol and ein yud el bedas. Ask the Gemara. Tarti? You need to tell me both of those things. You're saying the same thing. So Gemara says, no, matam ka amar. It's explaining itself. It's not two separate statements. Matam ein yud el begadol. What's the reason that you can only have yud by a gadol? Lefish ein yud el midas. Because yud can only be done by a bar das. The guy has to have das for yud, and that's why it's only done by a gadol. V'i by yasema. Or you could suggest, no, these are two separate statements. My midas. You know what it means when it says ein yud el midas? Not that the boy has to have das. That, of course, he has to be a gadol. But that the
girl
has to have das. Midas dida. That she has to be informed of the yud. Now, she cannot be a gadola. There's no yud on the gadola. She has to be a katana, right? But she has to be consenting. She has to consent to do the yud. Ditani Abaye bereid Rabbi Avo. Because Abaye, the son of Rabbi Avo, taught. Asher lo ya'ada, that Asher lo ya'ada is a quote from the pasuk. Milami, that pasuk teaches us, shetzarech li ya'ada. Tzarech li ya'ada over here means that you have to let her know. That you have to let her know. Hu tani la v'hu amrla. So he taught this brisa and he explained it. Hu amrla means he explained it. B'kidusha yiyud, we're talking about kidusha yiyud, and she has to know about it, because in order to do kidushin, in order to divorce a woman, does the woman have to consent? No. In order to marry a woman, does the woman have to consent?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so how do you do Kedusha Yud unless she consents? Of course you need her to consent. Unless, think for a second, is there ever a time you can marry a girl and you don't have her consent?
Yeah, that's her father.
If her father gave her over. Ooh, so think for a second. When you do Yud, are you doing the Kedushin with her father? Are you making the deal with her father, or are you making the deal directly with her? It depends whether you hold Mos Harishonos Likidushinitnu or Lav Likidushinitnu. If Mos Harishonos Likidushinitnu, the original money you paid for her was to her father. So you don't need her das. But if you hold Lav Likidushinitnu, if you hold Mos Harishonos Lav Likidushinitnu, you're making a deal with her. The rest of the work you owe me, that's your Kesef Kiddushin. So then you would need her das. So we're saying, no, we're talking about Kiddusha Yud Valibad Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yud, the Dhamma Moser Rishonis Lavli Kiddushin Itnu. And we're assuming that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yud, the Moser Rishonis Lavli Kiddushin Itnu. That's why you need her das. You don't have a deal in place with her father. This is a deal you're making with her. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, then Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, Afilu Teim L'Kiddushin Itnu. Even if you say that Moser Rishonis is L'Kiddushin Itnu, you still need her consent. Why? Shaini hacha dam rachmana ya'ada. Over here it's different. The pasuk says ya'ada. So that pasuk is teaching me that even though the deal is with her father, but for yiud you need her consent. So two main points already over here. Number one is the Gemara has a question whether the master can give anami ivriya to his ben katan, and concludes that you can't because you need das. Question whether you can give to a ben katan, the Gemara's conclusion is no, because you need das. And the second main point is, regardless of whether Moshe Rishon is Likidushin Itnu or not, we assume that the girl has to know about the yud, that she has to consent to the yud. So now we made reference to this machlokas, whether Moshe Rishon is the Kedushin or not. My Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Where does Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda say this? What's the source for this idea of Moshe Rishon's lav l'kiddushin itnu? This idea that when you paid the father for the girl, that was not kiddushin money. Where does Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda get that? Titania, the Brisa says as follows. Ya'ada vehefda. It's a quote from a pasuk. Pasuk says ya'ada, then the next word in the pasuk is vehefda. What's vehefda? What does that mean? What's pidyon? To redeem. So tzarech sheyesh shus biyom kedei pidya. We see from there that you need enough time left in her service that there was something to redeem. Meaning exactly your point from before, that if there's no time left to her service, then it's too late to do you. There has to be enough time left to her service, something to pay for. Ah, mikan amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, im yesh shus biyom kedei lasos imo shav pruta mekudeshes. That when can she be mekudeshes through yiyur? Only if there's still enough time, a shavaprutah's worth of time that she still owes you. But if she doesn't still owe you shavaprutah's worth of time, then it's not a good kiddushin. Alma kasavar, so it seems that he holds Mos Harishonos lav likiddushin itnu, that Mos Harishonos is not likiddushin. How do we see that? Because if Mos Harishonos was likiddushin, then you wouldn't need what? You wouldn't need a prut of time left because you already gave the kesef kiddushin. Or Rav Nachum Ritzok Amar Afilu Tema LeKiddushin Itnu. Even if you say Moshe Rishonos is the kiddushin, you still need that amount of time. Shaini Yachad Amar Rachmana Vehefta, because that's what the pasuk is teaching me with the word Vehefta, that you still need to have that amount of time. So main point number three, regardless of Moshe Rishonos, the kiddushin or not, Moshe Rishonos Vechulei. You can only do yiyud if she still owes you a shavar pruto worth of work. If she still owes a shavar pruto worth of work. Good. A little bit further. Amar Rav Amar Rav Nachman. Omar Adam Levito Ketana Tzi'i V'Kibli Kiddusheich. A guy can tell his Ketana daughter, go and you could be mekabel your own kiddushin. You don't need me to do it for you. You take care of it yourself. You go and be mekabel your own kiddushin, even though she's only 9 years old. How do I know that? Mid Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. I learned it from Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Lav Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Moshe Rishon is lavli kiddushin itnu. Didn't Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda teach us that the original money you pay the father when you buy the amivria is not kiddushin money? V'chi meshayer bashavapruta have kiddushi. And therefore, the only way to be mekadesh her is if she still owes you a shavar pruta worth of work. So, who's the kiddushin happening between? Who's the deal happening between when you do yield? Between the husband and between the master and the amma herself, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Not between the father. The Moshe Rishonos was lav l'kiddushin itnu, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The deal is between the master and the girl. How old is the girl? She's 9 years old, 10 years old, 11 years old. She's under bas mitzvah. She's a little girl. So what do you see? Because her father sold her for Nama Ivriya, it was as if her father was telling her, I'm not going to accept your kiddushin. Here, you do it. You could take care of it. So you see that a father has the right to say that to a girl, whether he does it by selling her as Nama Ivriya, or whether he just tells his 9-year-old daughter, go ahead, take your own kiddushin if you want. So you see, Hachanami over here also, Loshna. Is that what I was up to?
Yeah.
So Achanami Lo Shnov, yours should be the same. So that's another thing that emerges from Moshe Rishonos Lav LeKiddushin Itnu. Ve'amar Rav Amar Rav Nachman. And another thing that emerges, Hamakadish B'Milva Sheyesh Aleha Mashkon Mekudeshes. If you're Makadish a girl with a, this should sound familiar to us, with a loan. What does it mean to be Makadish with a loan? She owes you money, and you say, forget it. It's fine. Keep it. Let's say there's a Mashkon. What's a Mashkon?
Collateral.
So she had given you something to hold on to till she pays back. So if you're Mekadesh by forgiving that loan, Mekudeshes. How do I know that? Because that's exactly what's happening here according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Mid Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Based on Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Lav Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Moshe Rishonos Lav LeKiddushin Itnu. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds the original money was not Kiddushin money, and therefore all of her work, Hai Halva'ahi. It's really considered like a loan that she's paying off. Vihi gufa mashkonhi. And she herself is like the mashkon on that loan. Vihi meshayer bashavar pruta. And as long as there's a pruta left of that loan, umiyaid, and you do yiyud, have a kiddushin. It would count as a good kiddushin. So hachanami lo shna. Over here also, it's all going to be a good kiddushin. What's over here also? If you're makadesh with a milva, that there's a mashkonan. So last main point, from Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, we learn two things. What do we learn? A, that father can give Katana the right to accept her own kiddushin. And what's the other thing? I'm writing that one, her own kiddushin. And the other one is, yes, say it again. Good. If you're Mekadesh, a woman, a girl, I misspelled Mekadesh. If you're Mekadesh, a girl with a milva, with a loan that has a collateral, it works. Good, so that is Yutas Amral. The first discussion was about whether you can give your daughter to, your amma to a child, to a boy under bar mitzvah. Then we had a discussion about, then the rest of the daf was about Moshe Rishon's lovely kiddushin itnu and what that means lahalacha. The fact that you have so many, that you have Moshe Rishon's lovely kiddushin itnu, what that would mean for us. Okay.